dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to love you?
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And it's great to be here with you today. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, of course, give us a call or text. That number is 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Then, got a lot to go over here this morning. We want to start off with looking out at the tropics as we've been keeping up with Hurricane Erin Tropical Storm Erin, not yet a hurricane, and it is expected to be a hurricane pretty much sometime today is when it will be a hurricane. The storm track has been updated from yesterday. At one point, it looked like it was going to go through the Bahamas, could squeeze in between Cuba and Florida, enter the Gulf, but now it looks like it's going to head north at some point, and will probably go between Bermuda and mainland United States. It may not even make landfall in the United States at all. So far, and it's a slow-moving hurricane, by the way, or storm, not a tropical storm, soon to be a hurricane. It's going to be headed northwest till Monday. Then Monday it will start to head more north, and so even by Wednesday it won't even be up by Bermuda yet. So with a slow moving storm, the concern with that is it could change direction at any time. So the slower it moves, the greater the chance we have of it making landfall somewhere in the state of Florida. Right now the storm track looks like it would head north and just kind of go in between Bermuda and North Carolina, maybe make landfall Virginia, North Carolina area, if it does at all. And but is it expected by, let's see here, Sunday at some point? It's expected to become a major hurricane, meaning Category 3 or larger. So it's one we're still going to keep an eye on, no doubt about it. Now, in the meantime, there is a disturbance in the Gulf right now. Has a 50% chance of formation over the next 48 hours, but it's also expected to make landfall. It's a disturbance that's on the southern tip of Texas, and it's headed north, and so it should make landfall before it actually develops into anything, and then that'll help the system break down. So I want to give you that heads up, starting off right here. So some of your top headlines. Looking at some top national headlines that are going on. Eric Trump addresses a potential 2028 bid for president. That's right. There was President Trump had made mention that one of his children could be in line to run for president down the road. And most people speculated probably be Eric. Eric's the one that has been the most active on the campaign trail when his dad was running both times. And so there's a buzz that's why he's the one. His response to this responding to it is just that basically saying that it was people have asked me, people suggested I would. The answer is I very much doubt I would consider a run in 2028. As I've got a great company, I've got young kids, politics is brutal, it's brutal. So there you go. Now, of course, we've heard how many people have we heard in the past say, nah, I'm not going to run, but then they end up running. So, but, you know, I think he brings up some good points. Of course, I remember back in 2015, I was saying Trump wouldn't run. Like, why would he run? He's got a good company. He's got this. He's got a lot of influence. He doesn't need to run. I remember saying, there's no way I thought he would run for president. But I also said, but if he does run, he'll probably win. And I was shocked that he did announce that he was running, and sure enough, he did win. So there you go. Other top national headlines going around. An anti-Trump podcast has stolen the top spot from Joe Rogan. It's called The Midas Touch, and apparently they frequently criticize Trump. Well, it has become the top podcast, according to this podcast stats numbers thing or whatever. But they don't just, that's not what it's about. That's the headline. The headline is anti-Trump podcast. That's not what they talk about. They talk about a lot of other different things. It's just, I guess, periodically they're anti-Trump in some of their takes. The Jeffrey Epstein battle is set to reignite in Congress, meaning that they're going to look to debate that, releasing the... Because remember, during the Biden years, Republicans were yelling and screaming, we have to get the list, Jeffrey Epstein's list. It's got to get out there to the public. And now that Trump's president, now all of a sudden, wait a minute, it looks like they're saying there's nothing there really. There's nothing to share. This has created a bit of a rift even within the Republican Party now. But when Congress comes back next month, a bipartisan pair of lawmakers have vowed to force a vote on the resolution requiring the administration to release the federal files that it's withholding. And they want to bring the survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's abuse to Capitol Hill in the first days of Congress's return. Oh, boy. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. But it's bipartisan push to get this done. So we'll have to see what happens. Other national headlines are foreclosures are skyrocketing in Las Vegas after a tourist slump. This is related to the economy, which I do want to talk about a little bit. Down the road here, Goldman Sachs says risk of a stock market decline has suddenly spiked. Also, when it comes to economy, veggies are up 40%. Electricity prices have spiked. And people are upset at the Minnesota Vikings NFL team. Funny enough, the other day when I was filling in, we somehow brought up the NFL and Major League Baseball and how a lot of people have left the NFL. They're no longer fans of the NFL because of the whole kneeling stuff that happened, back in the Colin Kaepernick days. And they have not even returned to the sport. Well, here's another thing. The Minnesota Vikings are under fire for having male cheerleaders. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Well, Bobby, I don't see what the problem is. We've had male cheerleaders in college for quite some time. Wouldn't that be a welcome addition to have male cheerleaders to the NFL? What's wrong with this? These are not your typical male cheerleaders that you are used to seeing on a college football team sideline. The college football team sideline male cheerleaders are kind of buff, strong dudes who are the ones that throw the girls up in the air and then catch them and hold them up with one arm. Like, they're just freaking strong. These guys are... They're not that. They're just trying to be part of the girls with their pom-poms. That's about, I'm trying to be as PC as I can be on this but give you the same picture of what's going on. So, yeah. So there's a little bit of a backlash against the Minnesota Vikings for this, for giving into wokeism and things like that. So, oh, well. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Check out our listener advisory board. You have until the end of the month to give us your feedback on the station. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com. When you go there, a pop-up will come up that allows you to go to fill out a survey. And it only takes about 5 minutes, and it also has a it's anonymous, but so you can weigh in on programming on the station. One question that is on there is pertaining to this show, in that when Andrew McKay is gone, would you rather listen to somebody live, like myself, Bobby Rossi? Would you like to listen to somebody else? Or would you rather have a best of show? So you take best of segments from Andrew McKay and go for that. So that's one of the questions on there. And we'd love to hear your answers to the rest of them as well. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, except I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for him today. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we're going to check in with David Wayne over the newsroom, so stick around.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Sportsman's Night Out is back, and it's bigger than ever. This year, it's a new date and more giveaways than ever before. You could win a brand new camper, a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, hunting trips, fishing gear, and even a brand new car. It all goes down September 11th at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets? Just $10. But don't wait. They will sell out. Grab yours now at sportsmansnightout.com. Sportsman's Night Out, September 11th. Presented by Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Penton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. And if you would like, we were talking about, there's a little bit of backlash against the Minnesota Vikings because they've got male cheerleaders now. These are not your typical college male cheerleaders that are buff and strong and throw women around. No, these guys look like they're trying to be women. I got a text here that says, good morning. I definitely left the NFL after the Kaepernick conundrum. Now it's strictly IndyCar racing and PBR, the last two great beacons for conservative white Christians. No politics, no DEI, and none of that alphabet foolishness. You know, there you go. And that's what I hear a lot of from people. So you're not the only one at all, not even close. All right, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what we got going on in the news?
Well, good morning, Bobby. In Washington, D.C., federal authorities working through the night clearing homeless camps. The New York Times reporting agents from the FBI and Secret Service were out in apparently the Foggy Bottom neighborhood, which is west of the White House. They were removing homeless tents and apparently they retreated after a woman showed them a notice she had gotten from the city giving her until Monday to leave. Former President Barack Obama is backing Texas Democrats who left the state to block the redistricting vote. In a virtual meeting Thursday, Obama told the Texas lawmakers that he thought their actions were inspiring others. And a Minnesota grand jury indicting Vance Belter on first-degree murder charges. That's in regards to the June 14th shooting that killed lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband. Mm. Belter's accused of shooting and injuring State Senator John Huffman and his wife as well.
Oh, my goodness. I saw locally that I guess there's, you know, Alex Andrade, our state rep here, one of them, he is term limited, and so he can't run again. And apparently there's quite a few people have already thrown their name in the hat, and we've got a couple more just in the last couple of days that are throwing their name in the hat there as well. It's just kind of surprising to see how many people are trying to jump in to run for a state seat. In the meantime, we've had, like, I filled in this week, Monday, Tuesday, and today, and so far, David, you've covered a shooting every single day.
Yeah.
Like what's going on?
Yeah, well, there is...
You need to make the news better.
Right, I know. Just write it happier. That's what I'll do.
You need to write it happier, exactly.
No, I don't know what's going on. It seems like maybe we need to eat a Snickers.
Yeah, exactly. We need somebody to get satisfied, for sure. I've got some some random facts here for you. No one is sure where the word dog came from. A linguist says that dog only became the standard term within the past 500 years or so. During the Middle English period, from 1100 to 1450, dog was often used as an insult directed at people. And centuries ago, hound was a more common term for the domestic canine. And we know that word came from the Old English word hund, but nobody knows where the word dog, how it got translated to define the canine. So kind of interesting. The name Imogen, it's probably a typo. Historians believe that Shakespeare was trying to write about a legendary British queen named Inogen, with an N, Inogen, in his play Cymbeline. But it was printed as Imogen, with an M, and that seemed to stick. The first in-flight movie ever on an airplane was back in 1921, a movie called Howdy, Chicago. Very interesting. And that was a silent movie. Almost all mammals, including humans, pee for the same amount of time. That's right, all mammals. 21 seconds on average. Different species have different sized bladders, but compensate it with their flow. I didn't know if I needed to know that fact, but when I found it, I was like, well, now I know it, so I have to share it. That's how it works. When the Beatles were making Abbey Road, they originally planned on calling it Everest, but they didn't want to fly over Mount Everest to take the cover photo. It was just easier to walk outside and take a photo on Abbey Road. So that's what they did. That's great. That's funny. There is a, let me get over to this, kind of crazy story here. Scientists, we'll say this. There's actually members of Congress who came out earlier this week and said that the United States government has evidence of intergalactic beings. And so that's created all this buzz now of people, you know, talking about aliens, right? And so they haven't released anything. They have released a couple of years ago information about UFOs. All that information was, okay, yes, we admit that we have some unidentified flying objects. There's some anomalies that we cannot explain, and we just have to chalk it up to an unidentified flying object. The source of those, we do not know because it's unidentified. And so it goes on like that. Well, in some real space news, not that the other stuff's not real, but this is like one we can actually see. NASA clocked an interstellar object that's zipping through our solar system at 130,000 miles per hour. That makes it the fastest we've ever seen. It's about 36 miles every second. The Harvard astronomer who thinks it's aliens said we should beam them a short message. His message, hello, welcome to our neighborhood, peace. All right. I mean, that's assuming they know how to spell and not spell, but understand English or whatever language we have on this. Or we're just going to send it up in all the languages and hope that one of our varieties and thousands of languages will somehow translate into something that they can understand. I don't know how you would send a message of peace. Interesting. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McCann, Bobby Ross. He's filling in for Andrew. Informative, local, dependable.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump traveling to Anchorage, Alaska this morning for the highly anticipated meeting with the Russian President Putin, telling Fox's The Brian Kilmeade Show.
I don't know that we're going to get an immediate ceasefire, but I think it's going to come. See, I'm more interested in immediate peace deal, getting peace fast.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff with more from Washington.
President Trump says his main goal is to set the table for a second, more productive summit that would include Ukrainian President Zelensky. The president has promised that Russia would face severe penalties if his Russian counterpart does not seem serious about wanting peace.
The president predicting there's a 25% chance the summit will not achieve the result he wants. The anti-Trump push from California Governor Gavin Newsom continues, Democratic laying out his plan to redraw voting lines in the Golden State. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is currently 76 degrees, partly cloudy. Of course, we've got our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's on the way in just a few minutes. Escambia County deputies investigating after a man was shot while allegedly charging at a woman with a machete. It happened about 8 o'clock last night on Shell Road and Cascade Drive. Investigators say the two were fighting but had been separated. The woman had a weapon in her hand when the man reportedly charged at her with that machete, and that's when the woman shot the man. He was taken to the hospital with a non-life-threatening injury. No other details are available, and investigation does continue into that. Local seafood restaurant closing next month, Captain Joey Patty's on Garden Street. They say they're looking for a new location but won't be moving right away. They're planning to close on September 6th. One motorcycle rider is dead, another gravely injured. Now, this is after two separate motorcycle crashes that have happened in Pensacola in less than a week. And police say it's a reminder for riders to think of safety.
And wear that helmet, you know, even though it's not required by law anymore, it's just something that's smart to do.
And that's PPD's Mike Wood. He says riders also need to slow down, make sure they're riding safely. He says a lot of crashes happen because motorcycles are traveling at excessive speed. He said at one point a motorcycle was clocked at more than 130 miles an hour going over a three-mile bridge. Wood says safety ultimately falls on both riders and the other drivers that are out on the road. Well, Tropical Storm Aaron is still intensifying. It's expected to become the first Atlantic hurricane of the season later today.
Aaron is on the edge of being classified as a hurricane, and it's expected to reach major hurricane status this weekend, meaning at least Category 3 with winds topping 111 miles per hour. Those spaghetti models largely agree that Aaron will make a sharp turn to the north and east, staying away from the U.S. mainland. The Leeward Islands, the British and U.S. Virgin Islands can expect heavy rainfall. Bermuda could be in Aaron's path next week. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Thank you very much, Rory. Well, Playboy apparently has plans to call Florida home. The company announced this week it's moving its global headquarters from California to Miami Beach. The company plans to build a Playboy club with a restaurant and a members-only area there. CEO Ben Cohn said Miami Beach is the ideal home for the company's next chapter. He said the city provides the perfect environment for their vision to create world-class content. Well, Baker County could be home to the state's next immigrant detention facility. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing yesterday he's planning to open a facility in Sanderson. The county correctional institution will be turned into Deportation Depot. That'll hold about 1,300 people. DeSantis is hoping it'll open in a couple of weeks. He says it's about securing the border, enforcing immigration laws, removing illegal aliens from our society, and sending them back to their home country. 5:35, let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast from meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today, mostly sunny skies with a chance of a pop-up shower and thunderstorm in the afternoon. 40% chance of rain, high near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Saturday, 30% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, high near 92. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping this nice weather around through Sunday with a 30% chance of rain, high near 91. And by Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
77 right now. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Applied Materials shares sank more than 10% as the semiconductor equipment company provided outlook for the current quarter that came in light. CEO Gary Dickerson said that the current macroeconomic and policy environment is creating increased uncertainty and lower visibility. OpenAI's ChatGPT-5 has more than doubled coding and agent-building activity since its debut and driven an eightfold jump in reasoning workloads. Platforms including Cursor, JetBrains, and more are rolling ChatGPT into certain default artificial intelligence workflows or public previews. Intel shares rose 7% after Bloomberg reported that the Trump administration is in talks with the chipmaker to have the U.S. government take a stake in the struggling company. Intel is the only U.S. company with the capability to manufacture the fastest chips on U.S. shores. CNBC reports the government's stake would help fund factories that Intel is currently building in Ohio. Futures are currently mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You are invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and watch the sunset and enjoy your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's bluegrass house band, String Farm, taking the stage. Come out and hear the best songs in bluegrass this Tuesday night at 7 with String Farm at Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi. I'm filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Cat Country 98.7, our sister station, is inviting you to wine a little, dine a lot. Charity Wine Pairing Gala, benefiting the Capstone Adaptive Learning and Therapy Center. Get your tickets now and enjoy the culinary excellence for a good cause. Find out more on our sister station's website, catcountry987.com. Also, just a reminder, go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill out the Listener Advisory Board survey, where one of the questions you can answer is, when next time Andrew McKay is out of town, which may be a while from now, but the next time he is, would you rather listen to me, Bobby Rossi, listen to some other host, a random host, or would you rather just listen to highlights of Andrew McKay's show, like best of segments? So weigh in on that, as well as many other questions on our Listener Advisory Board survey at newsradio923.com. I saw this. I didn't get to finish some of the science-related stories, so let me continue on with that here real quick. So there, a study found that there's a new toothpaste made out of human hair, and a study found that it coats your teeth to mimic your natural enamel and protect them better. It could hit the stores within the next 2 years. Human hair. I don't know. Do you like the new version of ChatGPT? Well, apparently a lot of people didn't. They felt like it was worse than the last version, not better. So OpenAI ended up re-adding the old one as an option for people who freaked out and don't like the new version. And speaking of AI, AI designed a new antibiotic. That's right, AI, artificial intelligence, designed a new antibiotic that can kill the drug-resistant gonorrhea known as super gonorrhea. I remember talking about this when I had my afternoon show on a regular basis, that there's this new gonorrhea that called super gonorrhea that is just about completely drug resistant. It's not drug, like, it just takes a lot more drugs to kill it. It's crazy. And AI has designed an antibiotic that can get rid of it. Wild. And then finally, around 10% of people in this new study found that 10% of people get no pleasure from listening to music. Yeah, about 10% of people get no pleasure from listening to music. It's called music anhedonia, I guess. Anhedonia, yeah, that's right. Anyway, a study found the reason they get no pleasure from listening to music is because of how their brains are wired. The part that processes sound just can't talk to the reward center of their brain. So, what? That's crazy. Now, I know some people who get maybe more pleasure from listening to music than others. I don't know if you know anybody like that. Like, they just, their life just seems to be like they just have to have music on all the time. And it affects all kinds of their moods and stuff. But I've never met anybody who gets no pleasure from listening to music. Kind of bizarre. Florida has announced that we have a second immigration detention facility that will be going up. Of course, there is a little bit of controversy pertaining to the first one, which is being dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. Well, now they've just announced a new facility going to be called Deportation Depot. It's a state prison that will be converted into a holding center for immigrants. Alligator Alcatraz was going to be an isolated airstrip in the Everglades. This is an actual, like, former prison that will be used. So, well, it's actually at the Baker Correctional Institution. It's a state prison 43 miles west of downtown Jacksonville. It's expected to hold about 1,300 immigrant detention beds, though the capacity could be expanded to 2,000, according to the state officials. So, even when they announced the Alligator Alcatraz one, Governor DeSantis had brought up that President Trump needed additional space to hold more immigrants, so another facility could open up. And so sure enough, they've announced a second one. Deportation Depot, just west of Jacksonville. The governor stated, quote, there is demand for this. I'm confident that it will be filled. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has trumpeted Governor DeSantis' efforts to expand their immigration detention capacity, calling Florida's partnership, quote, a model for other state-run holding facilities. So there you go on that. Also in other news in the state of Florida, I had actually heard from, I don't know if this is news in the Florida, this is something I looked up. I'd been hearing from some people recently that there's a spike in COVID again. There's some new strain. There's some new hybrid, you know, whatever. And they're like, and so you might have seen it, started seeing people wearing masks again, a little bit more than, you know, maybe normal. And so I had a few people telling me, do you see there's a COVID spike? Do you see there's a COVID spike? And then all of a sudden I started noticing, maybe it's because somebody said that to me, I started noticing masks more. Maybe they were already there, but it seemed like to me, I'm seeing more people wearing masks. And so I looked it up. Sure enough, state of Florida has had about 1,200 deaths from COVID this year. However, that is actually pretty dang low. Of course, it's nowhere near the peak of COVID where we're getting 20,000 deaths. But even in 2024, we had 6,025 COVID-19 deaths. So to be at 1,200 and we're already past the halfway point of the year, this is significantly down. I mean, significantly down. I mean, we might be finishing the year under 2,000 COVID-19 deaths. And last year was 6,000. So I don't know where all this hubbub comes from. People are like, we're getting this COVID spike. I'm like, really? I don't think you understand the meaning of the word. Oh, my goodness. Last story here. And then we're going to get a break. We'll come back here with some back in the, we'll go through back in the history and go through some historical things that happened today in history. But kratom, seen in gas stations for quite some time. I've never tried to use it. I don't really have an interest to use it. But kratom is sold in gas stations, vape shops, convenience stores all across the nation. You could also buy a concentrated component of kratom called 7-OH or 7-hydroxy or 7-hydroxymetagrinine or whatever. The state of Florida has now banned this compound. They haven't banned kratom. They've banned this concentrated version of kratom. Apparently, this 7-OH or 7-O, I don't know how they pronounce it. It's a part of the kratom plant, and it's extremely addictive. And so Florida Attorney General James Utmeyer announced an emergency ban on the 7-OH kratom. By itself is still legal, but 7-OH by itself, the concentrated compound, is banned. We actually have quite a few people who have come out and stated that, you know, it is indeed highly addictive. However, our state representative Alex Andrade says he's not convinced that the attorney general's ban is fair. Quote, from my understanding, there's no instances of death from the product that they've banned yesterday. While, you know, it's possible there might be some instances of abuse of the product, I've heard nothing from any healthcare provider about any instances going up that would justify this kind of unilateral emergency action, end quote. So it makes me wonder if we might see something happen in the next legislative session that pertains to that. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call. Text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. The 7th Annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon. It's Friday, August 15th. Well, that's today. That's right. It's going to be at the lobby of Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Honto and Clark. You'll hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff. This is going to fund the Lit Laser. Gulf Winds Credit Union is matching donations up to 20 grand. Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Walmart and Sam's Club, and Hope sponsors, Belcor Commercial LLC and Panera Credit Union. You get more information at catcountrycares.com. So that, once again, that's going on today, and so we want to make sure we support that as well. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. We'll be right back.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter-pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
So several years ago, my wife and I were planning on replacing our then many years old Dodge Grand Caravan, and we thought we wanted to buy a Honda Odyssey, but as is often our practice, we wanted to test drive one of the type we wanted to buy before we needed to buy it, about 6 months ahead of time, to make sure that when time came to really find the deal we wanted, that we were looking for the right kind of car. Couldn't find one. Nobody had one that we could drive. We found one at Frontier Motors. We called it our unicorn. It actually happened to be the color we wanted as well. But again, we didn't want one for another 6 months. We drove it. We loved it. That's fine. We were getting ready to go. And Calvin, our sales guy, said, "Do you want to look at the price?" I'm like, "Well, fine." "Oh, well, that's a good price. Can you come down a little bit?" "Sure." "Can you give us a day? Because we're not buying a car." "Sure." We thought about it a day later. "Can you come down just a little bit more?" "Sure." "Can we buy it?" I mean, that's how easy it was for us to buy this car. And again, we just had to, because it was such low mileage. It was a year old with like 13,000 miles, and the price was fantastic. We had to buy it. It would have been dumb of us to wait, because they have great selection. That's what brought us to Frontier, and because the process was so easy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. It's about 78 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a hot one today, a high of about 88 later on in the day, and partly cloudy for most of the day today. There is a, well, coming up next hour, I want to get into a little bit with the economy. Shocking story to me, Joe Patty's Seafood Restaurant closing in September. We'll be talking about that coming up at that point in time. There is, well, back in the day here, let's go through some today in history stories here for you. Back in 1877, Thomas Edison wrote a letter to the president of the telegraph company and said that when answering the telephone, hello would be appropriate. More appropriate than Alexander Graham Bell's suggestion, which was ahoy. Oh, my. Ahoy there, matey. This would be, I might have to change my greeting. Instead of hello, hey, this is Bobby. Ahoy there, matey. Ahoy? We were almost ahoy? That would have been pretty fun, actually. I think that would have been kind of cool. In 1899, Henry Ford quit Edison's company to start his own car company. We know what happened then. In 1914, the Panama Canal officially opened. In 1939, The Wizard of Oz premiered at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. In 1969, Woodstock began. For 3 days, over 400,000 people attended. In 1995, Air France's Concorde flew around the world in just 31 hours, 27 minutes, and 49 seconds. So those are some of the things that happened today in history. Then some crazy stories going on in the world. I mentioned this a little bit earlier. Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna told Joe Rogan on his podcast she's seen evidence of interdimensional beings from things that they have in Congress. All right, cough it up. We want to see it too. We want to see it. I mean, come on. You got to share. Sharing is caring. Come on. Apparently, adult sleepaway camps are a thing. Yeah. Adults are doing overnight sleep camps in order to make friends. I don't even know like where to begin with this, but it's a Wall Street Journal article, and apparently it's the whole point of the article is to point out that it's working. People are making friends at these adult sleepaway camps. Okay. I mean, sure. I mean, I'm encouraging. Look, we have too many adults that are lonely nowadays. So I guess if this is what they need, okay. Here's a crazy story. 44-year-old guy in Tanzania was surprised to discover he's been living with a large knife. That's right, a large knife in his chest for about 8 years. He had surgery, and apparently the knife was left in there. Yep, that sucks. He's been having it for 8 years. That's a lot. So then let's see here. In other crazy stories, there was... I just lost it. Okay, there's... 6 in 10 American parents say they're going into debt for their kids. Now, granted, a lot of that, when I was reading the story, is they'll be willing to go into debt for their kids to pay for school, to buy them a vehicle, or even help them out with getting into housing. But the parents are getting into the debt, not the kids. All right. An author in Canada is trying to show that AI isn't that great. He's writing 34 books in 34 weeks to show that you don't need AI. Humans could do it. Yeah, except AI could probably write 34 books in 34 minutes. So I'm just saying. A frugal lottery winner in North Carolina won $100,000 and said he's finally going to splurge on thick bologna instead of thin bologna. That's right. Won $100,000 on the lottery and is going to start buying thicker bologna. Okay, that's interesting. A DoorDasher on meth. That's right. A DoorDasher on meth. From my experience, almost every DoorDasher is on meth. Like, my food always comes just like jumbled up. Like, what did you do? Just shake it up before you brought it? It's crazy. Anyway, he crashed his car into a tree in Seattle, then set his car on fire and ran off. Yeah, meth is not a good thing. Two guys in New York got arrested for driving around with their kid's stroller in the bed of the truck. Okay, what's the big deal? Oh, the kid was still in the stroller. Oh my gosh, what is wrong with people? Some people just don't need a breed. You know what I mean? We talked about this actually coming, that this could be the future, and we're already starting to see it. In rural areas in the United States, already we're seeing emergency rooms not having any doctors. They're being run with physician's assistants and nurses only.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
The president is getting ready to go. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, to Alaska this hour, taking his push to stop the war in Ukraine directly to Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
I don't know that we're going to get an immediate ceasefire, but I think it's going to come. See, I'm more interested in immediate peace deal, getting peace fast.
President Trump told Fox's Brian Kilmeade radio show there is a 25% chance the talks fail, but if they succeed, he wants a second meeting with Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky and Putin to let them make a deal.
Today we may see something that hasn't happened since the last time Donald Trump was president before the Ukraine war. President Trump and President Putin standing side by side answering reporter questions.
Fox's Peter Ducey already in Anchorage.
There's been talk about land swaps, what Ukraine gets, what Russia gets, but this entire deal may ultimately hinge on rare earth minerals that exist beneath the ground here in Alaska. President Trump is expected to offer some kind of access in exchange for a ceasefire.
In the president's Washington, D.C. crime crackdown, he and Attorney General Pam Bondi keep pushing back on the police statistics showing a drop in violent crime the last 2 years. She tells Fox's Hannity.
An extremely divisive city council. You have liberal judges. You have no cash bail, as you said. You have juveniles running rampant over this city. And you have a Metro Police Department. They want to do their jobs.
Bondi's named the DEA Administrator Terry Cole as D.C.'s acting police commissioner, but Washington's attorney general calls that unlawful. Democratic Texas lawmakers who left the state to block a congressional redistricting may return as the legislative session ends. They were praised by former President Obama.
Calling the Texas Democratic lawmakers' actions, quote, inspiring after meeting with them via Zoom. Obama posting this quote, I am so proud of the Texas House Democrats.
Fox's Chandley Painter. That redistricting could benefit Republicans in the next year's elections. America's listening to Fox News.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
We are learning more about the shooting in a Target parking lot in Austin, Texas on Monday. Police say the accused gunman confessed right as he was being arrested. Ethan Nienecker, police quote him as saying that he's told them that he killed a man and a baby girl today in Target in the parking lot, and he said he shot them because he's Jesus. Ethan Nienecker said that he wanted to save us all out of love, not out of hate, in his confession. The person, one of those three killed, was a Target employee, along with a man and his four-year-old granddaughter. In Illinois, another shooting that some people watched in horror live as it happened.
Police are investigating the shooting death of a Chicago resident, Kevin Watson, whose murder was tragically viewed by friends and family members on his Facebook live stream. Watson opening his live stream August 13th, detailing a parking dispute he just had with a man in South Austin when another vehicle pulled up and the gunman opened fire, hitting him in the chest. Got out of his car and collapsed, and despite several people trying to help, he died of his injury. Clips of the disturbing live stream going viral, the video being viewed nearly 2 million times. Police have not made any arrests. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
The next Summer Olympics are still 3 years away, but they're already going for the gold, planning to raise money for the LA Games.
Organizers for the 2028 Los Angeles Summer Olympics revealing they will sell temporary naming rights for a few of its venues. Contracts already in place include Honda, which already has naming rights for the Honda Center in Anaheim, which will host indoor volleyball, and the Comcast Squash Center at Universal Studios. The move breaks the International Olympic Committee's policy of keeping brand names off arenas and stadiums. But LA 28 Chairman and CEO Casey Wasserman explains, unlike other host nations, the U.S. government does not directly fund the Games.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. On Wall Street, stocks may surge this morning. Dow futures up nearly 300 points the day after slight declines. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning, 6:05. At News Radio 92.3, I'm David Wayne. It is a beautiful Friday morning. We've got 79 degrees, partly cloudy skies right now. Starting out this morning, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Good morning, David. ECUA is the sponsor for this traffic report. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now calling for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Just one area on the big board right now, and that's the front gate of NES Pensacola, Duncan Road. We're seeing some backups all the way to Interbay Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Well, a tragic murder-suicide has claimed the lives of four people in Daphne. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office says their deputies were called to a home on Sable Court about 4 o'clock Thursday morning after a family member had expressed some concerns about what had possibly happened in the home. When deputies arrived, they discovered four individuals, Kenny Smith, Larica Smith, and their children, 15-year-old Christian and 11-year-old Kinsley, dead with gunshot wounds. Sheriff Anthony Lowry said Kenny shot his family before taking his own life. Neighbors say they're in shock and described the family as being friendly and involved in the community. Crisis counselors are being made available at school.